it's either here or it's there, doesn't it?
No, let's take this trigger real deep, it says. You should go. But, we have over an hour track. I'm gonna tell them to stop whatever the planning operation is there.
Well, I checked that out.
I don't know what it is, but I didn't raise it with me. But I just wanted to stop.
It's John Buck.
Raise it with Harry.
It's John Buck and his other brother. And it was done, I'll work out of it, so it was, what it was a thing where we had a bunch of empty civil service jobs that Finch discovered and figured we could help the flood, and we, that was a token gesture, we had to at least fill those jobs in California. So John Flanagan, who was, had nothing to do with Piedmont, he didn't even know about it. John was working the political thing with Glenn Barshaw and all out there, with John Mitchell's knowledge and concurrence. Went to work to get the jobs filled. That's all Pete knows about any cities. Well, you can see how Reagan would come to it as a, you know, a time in the
shape of the sun, because of the reform the governor.
I she would certainly think so.
They, Price, they had to kind of go and fill civil service jobs, not form the governor. I don't know what, how, maybe when the Bob was under one of his old bears, you know, that's not even like the credit, you know.
Except, and that's quite possible, it's all done, whatever it was not, there's been some months ago. And I'm sure it's a thing that he's
always, he's old cases, but here he is. He sees Finch, but I knew there was something like this in it.
Otherwise.
I knew there was something like this in it.
It was a Finch, you know, Finch, remember he had John Flanagan working. And you said Flanagan's brother, I thought of Bob immediately.
Well, I don't know, I thought of Bob too, but it's fine, I'm glad he did it, it was all right, except that she was told Reagan.
Yep. There's Gallup coming out tomorrow that shows a 5-point drop, which is kind of curious.
Google, 49.
Yep. They make the point that it's,
that's probably true.
The high point was immediately following the nationwide televised thing on phase two. The latest survey was taken during the first days of implementation of phase two. It was October 29th to November 1st. And after the defeat of the UN and the United States to China policy. And it's interesting on the regional or on the breakdown on that. The drop in the West is enormous. It had gone up to 52 in the West and it dropped to 41. That's the only one where there's a really major drop. The
41 in the West? I don't believe that.
The East was 54 and it went to 50. The Midwest was 52 and it went to 50. The South was 56 and it went to 52. The West was 52 and went to 41. Now before the big rise in early October, the West had been low, the West had been at 45. But it was 45, 47. 45-47, so it was a more disapproved than approved in the West. Now it's more disapproved again, 41-43.
What do they have as the disapproved? I understand.
47-14. Well, 49-37 and 14 undecided. The disapproved only went up 2, undecided went up 3.
Well, if you have others, you had a punctures, you had a pretty big drum fire right there, you know, about defeat and all that sort of thing.
Sure did.
In the press, remember we said at the time we were having that and it would take its toll. But on the other hand, looking at it in its coldest terms, so you've got 49-37. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one of those things that
also,
I don't have the confidence, frankly, of either Gallup or Harris, because I think it's too, I know it isn't that volatile, basically.
I don't think it is. August August, it was 49, then it went up to 54 in October, and then down to 49 again at the end of October. Their education thing is kind of interesting. Among college educated, you went up 58 to 59. You were already high among the educated. But it stayed there, in other words. Where high school went down from 54 to 48, grade school from 47 to 41.
More than what you can charge.
38 is low, 38, 47. We don't have the trend on that. Non-union is 52, 34.
So they only have some campuses. This comes out Sunday, doesn't it?
No, it comes out tomorrow. Well, there was tomorrow.
No, this was taken for what day, right back
29 to the 1st.
When was the UFO?
It was earlier that week, 24th or something. They show the other presidents. Truman's range is 87 high to a 23 low.
We don't swing that. That was that point they made in this. Yeah, there's much swing here.
They make the point that this 49 is right on the part of the 50, which has been your average. Your average in the current year is 50. Your average since taking office is 57. High since taking office was 68, your low was 48. 35. Truman 87 to 23. Yeah.
Our low was 49, I think.
Right. He was from 79 to 49.
Okay, it's 57.
I think it's 83 to 57. Johnson 80 to 35. Johnson averaged 54, Kennedy averaged 70, Eisenhower averaged 66, and Truman averaged 46. Truman averaged 57. Take the 14 undecided, the point you made of the allocation of the undecided. Have to give 7, 8, that'd be 8. Because it's 49, 37, so it'd be 8 and 6. So it's really 57, 43.
Yeah, he was an Indian, so
I would have disappeared.
But the point is, it's a 12-point spread between the two, which we rather consistently held. I don't believe that kind of a shift took place in 3 weeks. I can't believe it. Hell of a lot of things in that 3 weeks. We didn't pay. What was it? They said right after what? This was taken.
The first taken anymore. During the first days of the implementation of phase two, which isn't true. That's an interesting point. Phase two implementation didn't start until November 13th.
Which would be created in my speech.
Was conducted immediately following the nationwide TV address on phase two.
That's correct.
She did it on October 7th and they pulled on the 8th to 11th.
Right.
Your domestic advisors would like you this afternoon to motorcade to Judiciary Square. Be met by Mayor Washington, Congressman Fauntleroy, Roy Hill, Scott, Hogan, and Goody. Climb down the stairs into the construction chamber and observe the progress of the Washington subway system and come out and issue a statement saying that it's got to be built.
No, not now or ever. So that's
good. I'm okay for it to put out a statement.
Oh, what statement?
There's going to be a vote tomorrow.
Fine.
Apparently.
Fine.
And if it doesn't pass, it's the end of the subway, which would be millions of dollars wasted. Because 40 million people will be visiting the capital tonight. Mid June is the last regional one we have.
And mid June?
Well, that's before the October one. But that was, your overall in mid June was 48. And then you went up to 54 and then back to 49. And this most recent, that's the overall approval. Now you take it by region. The east went from 46 to 54 to 50. In other words, you only lost half your game. You gained 8 points and only lost 4 of them. The Midwest went from 47 to 52 to 50. In other words, you held most of the game there.
That's the Midwest. The
Midwest,
we're still at 50% goal basis.
The South went from 51 to 56 to 52. In other words, you lost all the game in the South, but the South was the strongest 1 point in the region. The West went from 45 to 52 to 41. So you not only lost the game, but lost 4 more points in the West. And I don't understand that. Communist China? The UN? I don't think the West cares that much about the UN. So the old folks, the 50 and over, went from 58 down to 49.
Now you know damn well that that is the place that would be the least vulnerable.
The 30 to 50 age group went from 55 to 51. And the under 30 stayed about the same, 46.
The old folks went from where?
55 to 50, oh no, 58 to 49.
Is that enough to you?
No. This is the college educated state went up 58 to 59. Way down to college educated disapproved went 35 to 31.
There's no reason for that. If you were going to talk about the UN thing, they were the
ones who wouldn't care.
And foreign aid. You know, they were the ones, and if there's any support for it, it would seem to me that we care about it.
You'd think so. Disapproval, well, West approval went to, that's a strange, there's something screwed up with these figures. The West disapproval only went up 4 points. The undecided went up 7 points in the West.
But what the West disapproval is what now?
43.
Well,
went up to 43.
Yeah, the undecided group. That's correct.
Decided went way up. The undecided in the West was low, it was only 9, where it was up 13 in other parts.
Now it was up to 16.
Now it's up to 16.
Up there, it's just, well, it's,
well, you can't, because that isn't the choice. The choice is Muskie versus the field. Unless you get in a convention down to certain ballots, but then it's all kinds of other factors.
It never works that way. Several people in there.
What that two-way thing does tell you is that there's a hell of a lot more anti-Kennedy than there is Kennedy.
Very good point.
And that's true. But that doesn't necessarily mean Kennedy can't get the nomination, I suppose.